Once again, we come to Wednesday. As we say in German, Mittwoch, the middle of the week. It just flies and flies. It's like a movie where you see the calendar, the pages rolling and rolling and rolling. Such is life. But the good thing about it is that we have celebrations that we are able to do. Of course, yesterday we had the wonderful celebration of St. Simon the Zealot and St. Jude Thaddeus. Today is the day of the week dedicated in the church to the greatest saint after Mary, St. Joseph the Just, the putative father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Imagine how great he was and how holy he was. Of course, he had been conceived with sin, but he was cleansed of sin in the womb of his mother, as the fathers teach. But imagine how holy and great he was that God permitted him to espouse the most holy mother, mother of God, Mary, most holy, Mary, immaculate, ever virgin, and to be the putative father, and in many ways, the father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Indeed, we see in the reading from the Mass of St. Joseph, which we celebrate today, that he has the very great privilege, which it is, of naming Jesus. And of course, he is told what he is to name him. It is not his decision. He is the putative father, but nevertheless, he is the father on earth. You shall call him Jesus. And he is conceived by the Holy Spirit. And so today we have this great saint, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Therese de Lisieux, and many, many other saints. We're very, very devoted to St. Joseph. There are very few prayers that you can give to St. Joseph that he will not answer. But of course, they need to be given with humility and love and devotion. And so today we pray to St. Joseph for ourselves, for this parish shrine, and for the whole church and the many, many different difficulties that oppress her. And we pray in a very special way for our new Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, who is surrounded by enemies, enemies of his, who are pretending to be his friends, and enemies of Holy Mother the Church. We pray that he will clean the church of all the trash that he has inherited, and that he will not make any new ones, but that instead, by his holiness and complete and total fidelity to the faith, may bring about a true change for the church. And of course, we see this has already started last weekend and continuously even in St. Peter's Basilica, many, many masses according to the traditional rite, which had been forbidden totally by his predecessor. And so today we thank God for this blessing, and we pray to St. Joseph that soon enough the traditional Latin Mass may be possible everywhere. And I hear from friends of mine in different dioceses that their bishop has forbidden the Trinity Mass. And why on earth are they doing this at this time? Do they not realize what they're doing? But that's okay. God will take care of them. And don't ever forget that. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and it shall be meted out with a swift and strong hand. May it not be meted out against us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.